Fashion Day. Rule over me and mine from some flowery seat in the south. Why shouldn't we rule ourselves again? There sits the only king I mean to bend my knee to. The King of the Podcastle!
Hey everybody, we're the Kings of the Podcastle. We're putting out another teaser for our upcoming podcast. It's going to be released on January 28th. Once again, I'm your gracious host, Mike. I have with me Greg, the Angry Texan. Hello, sir.
Howdy, folks.
Johnny, our producer over there. Hey, Johnny.
Hi, I produce things.
And our resident comedian and comedic writer is Devin over there. Hey, Devin, how's it going, buddy?
Good evening.
Good evening. Let's get right to it. Let's do something a little bit fun. I found this story online that I really wanted to talk to you guys about.
Can I take my pants off?
if you feel the urge, I guess you could, but I don't think you're going to want to after you hear this.
Okay, let's hear it.
So first,
I still want him to, actually.
I'm gonna start things off by asking, what is the worst thing that a girl has ever done to you to get back at you? Like, if you broke up with her, and what is the worst thing that she's done to get back at you? Has this ever happened to anybody? Greg, we'll start with you.
I got set up. This girl tried to get, like, one of her friends to date me and everything, and then tried to set me up on some kind of bullshit revenge thing, but I thwarted their fucking plan, so.
Good man. John, has anything like that ever happened to you?
The only thing that ever happened was when... and you know who she is, we would have bad fights. She'd go to the bar with... we'd go to the bar, she'd get drunk, and then she'd flirt with other dudes in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And then I would leave her there. And then she would come over back to my house. She'd end up over there drunk going, but I love you. I love you. Why did you leave me there? And I'm like, because you were hanging on that other guy. Hello?
Right.
I'm so sorry. I love you.
Of course. What about you, Devin? Any horror stories from girlfriends past?
A million and one, but one that comes to my mind right off the bat is right after this girl and I split up. She went back to Pennsylvania right after college, and she got on Instant Messenger, the AOL, back in the day. A little retro.
That is a little retro.
She sent me one single message, and it had two words on it, and it said, I'm pregnant, and then she blocked me.
Oh, my God.
Then she
blocked
me.
And then blocked you
so you couldn't respond?
Bitch. I didn't hear anything for, like, weeks on end.
Did you ever hear back from her at all? Do you have, like, a little mini Devin running around somewhere?
No, I don't.
No?
Thank God. There's no such thing as a mini me. It'd be just fucking gigantic.
Yeah, he'd be like... he'd be my height and be like,
I walked out of my mom's vagina. I was like, hello.
Well, all of that's great, but it does not compare to, and this lady shares a name with you, John. This is Donovan Schumann. I'm sorry, this is the boyfriend's name. Donovan Schumann was asleep with his girlfriend when 51-year-old Brenda Schumann barged into the room with an armed rifle. She went in there. She caught him basically in bed with another man.
Right.
Another
woman. Misspoke there.
Wow.
But she caught him in bed with another woman and had a rifle. He was able to wrestle the rifle away from her. And then how do you think that she got back? What do you think would be the next move?
Well, if she didn't shoot him.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, some stuff out of, like, Indiana Jones, like, Om Nam Chi Bai, Om Nam Chi Bai, Om Nam Chi Bai.
No, no,
did they,
she, like ripping into the chest. Heart.
Yeah, no.
Were they, like, Ma.
Were they, like, role-playing,
or
know,
John Wayne Bobbitt
shootings?
Type stuff is next,
no,
I
no,
guess.
No, no, no. No John Wayne Bobbitt. What she decided to do was drop trowel right there in the bedroom and take a piss on the bedroom floor.
What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she didn't stop there. She went out
so
into the kitchen.
So was she trying to seduce him back? Like,
let me like a cat spraying. Like, hey, this is my territory. This is my territory, everybody.
No, this is a true story. It's out of Indian River County, and it's actually here in Florida. Thank you very
Surprise.
Much. So this is a local
Shocker.
Representative.
Nice.
But yeah, she took a piss in the bedroom on the master bedroom carpet, and then she went straight into the kitchen, pulled her pants back down.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe she had them around her ankles when she went down the hallway. Who knows? But
she was shuffling down the hallway.
Yeah, exactly.
Duck walk.
The duck walk, yes. And then she took a giant dump on the kitchen floor.
What?
Really?
Yeah, are you serious?
She crapped on the linoleum.
Oh, my God.
Now, let me ask you this. Did the boyfriend rub her face in it? To teach her a lesson.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. It says,
well, she had a gun, so obviously you're not going to rub shit in anybody's face.
He walked in, and she's like, I'm baking brownies.
Get out of the kitchen.
I'll take a crap in your kitchen. I have the gun.
That's why the weirdest thing that you could ever do, I guess. She says, according to this, that she went off after she went and crapped on the kitchen floor. Then she went off and grabbed and armed herself with another rifle and began destroying pictures, mirrors, Christmas decorations, and other items. A short time later, she left with the second rifle. But to me, I don't give a crap about the pictures. Yeah. There's a giant Duke laying on the kitchen floor. Right. You know?
Like, who's going to clean this shit up? Literally. Who's going to clean this shit up?
Yeah. And now there's a big stain on the carpet.
Oh, man. There's,
I would rub her face in it like a dog.
Exactly.
Like, did you do this?
Well, what happened to this lady? She left and, I mean, how'd the story get out?
It says the sheriff's deputies eventually caught up with Brenda at her apartment. I guess, I don't know, it's Brenda Schumann and Donovan Schumann, so I guess they were married.
I guess so.
And separated, okay, probably, is what the deal is, but whenever she caught him, she flipped out.
Brother and sister,
out.
It's Florida.
Yeah. So she was arrested. Did the cops go back to the house to, like, get evidence?
Yeah.
Like,
did they have to bag that shit up?
Yeah. Right.
And here, get this, whenever deputies confronted her at the apartment, she opened the door, then she quickly tried to close it, creating like a barrier between them. And then guess what she said? She says, I found him in bed with a naked chick. What was I supposed to do?
Not take a dump.
I'm with her, you know?
Break up?
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
And by the way, when the cops did bag it up, now is it going to be exhibit number two at court? Huh? Yeah.
Oh my God, you get one of these. Hey-o.
Thank you. Hey-o. Took us a while, but we got there.
Hey, all right.
Yeah.
But the thing is, did when she took the crap, was it like metamucilly and like running all
over? I don't know. I do not know the viscosity of the woman's shit.
Did they have to use a shop vac to get it up? Or did they use like a, you know?
And did she drink Kool-Aid throughout the day? And so by that, was her shit green? Like bright green, because like if you drink, all right, let's not, yeah.
As opposed to Hangover Black. That's what.
Oh my God! Anyway, we are the Kings of the Podcast. So more of that kind of talk coming up. I hope it doesn't stay in the gutter like that. But whenever something like that comes across the newsroom floor,
yeah,
you got to talk about it. Kings of the Podcast. We are going to be coming up. Live broadcast. We're going to be doing it on January 28th. So make sure you guys are checking it out. Go to iTunes right now. Search for Kings of the Podcastle. You will be able to find us on iTunes. Check us out at kingsofthepodcastle.com. And we'll see you guys on the 28th.
Buy toilet paper.